The Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, has blamed the current energy crisis on the refusal of the public to accept the proposed tariff increases last year. Director of External Affairs and Public Relations of the Commission, Nanaya Ajantua, told Radio Ghana that the PURC had long warned that if the tariffs were not accepted, the nation was going to suffer power crisis. But the public insisted on a reduction in the figures. She spoke to Bubukli Nugo.
One of the reasons why we are facing this problem is because in 2013, the PURC did a certain tariff which accounted for some of the situations that we are seeing now. Because in doing our tariff, we project and we assume into the future. And we said this is something that we have said so many times. Even when there were agitations against the tariff rejected, we said it, that the country will face massive load shedding if we do not let the tariff stay. And it has happened because we project and we do assumptions and we look into the future. And all these things that are happening, we predicted it in 2013, but nobody listened to us.
But one may ask, how do the low tariffs contribute to this generation?
We are saying that we did a certain tariff which was aimed at mitigating against some of these problems when they occur. In 2013, they hadn't occurred, but we projected and we saw that it might occur. And we did a tariff that would mitigate, because then we said that even if such a situation occurs with a certain kind of size, the utilities would be able to cope. That even, for instance, if they have to even import power from someone, additional power, extra power, they will get money to do that. If they have to do certain things, they will have that. And that is what we said. What we have to look forward is to ensuring that this problem is solved. And we are urging all parties, especially who are involved in making sure that we get adequate generation, with, especially with the coming in with the car power ship, should hurry up so that we can get this extra generation that is coming on stream. We said it in 2013, but for the PURC, it is looking into the future. How do we solve this problem? And all of us should come together and that it is solved.
You are in direct talks with the power providers. When are we likely to get out of these problems?
We need extra generation. There are a lot of plans that are there to end this situation. And the immediate one in the short term is a car power ship coming on stream and other emergency bags. So what we are saying is that whoever is involved in ensuring that we get equipment on board generation should hurry up and do it so that we can get adequate generation to run the economy.
People have also complained that the ECG, for instance, is not following up with the timetable that they issued. Have they been able to give you any explanation as to why they can't follow with the timetable?
It depends on what is going. This morning I had reports that some people have seen some improvement. So we will monitor and see what is going. We are still monitoring. There are times that there are some improvements in the system, and when it happens like that, if you are supposed to get the off, you might not be off. So these are some of the problems that we are facing. As there are improvements, some plants will come on stream, adequate gas will come and all that. All the plants might be running and things like that. So if there are improvements, you will not see the load shedding. But if it deteriorates also, then you see some form of massive load shedding. By the end of the tunnel, there is hope. But the hope is that we should all help.